unpack your roses and stay. Yes, stay. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of The Bachelor Hap Up. LOL, I am mixing it up with Top Chef. That's what happens when I'm left in control for 2 weeks in a row. Luckily for me, and mostly for you, I'm not alone. I have another panel of reality dating experts along with me, because who better to break down, I can't believe I'm going to say this in public, sex week, than what would you guys be called? You're not like my co-host technically. My cohort host.
Podcast colleagues.
Colleagues. Yes. That's more normal word to use. Yeah, for sure. Asia and Jason from the Married at First Sight, First Sight Loving podcast. Welcome.
Hello. I'm very excited to be here. It's been a minute. I had decided when Zach was selected that I did not have an ounce of interest, so I did sit out of the season.
And however, then I bullied you into watching it.
Yes, exactly.
I said, do you guys want to be on the podcast? And you're like, we haven't watched it. And I said, that's not a prerequisite.
Listen, it's been a minute for me too, aka I've never been on the podcast, but I'm happy to make my Bachelor rap debut. Having watched, I've watched one full season in the past before.
And I then feel this like episode. I also bullied you into watching it, being we'll have you on the podcast. And then I'm a jerk and never DM'd you, being like, come on the podcast. until a year and a half later. So my bad.
I wasn't going to say it, but I mean.
Don't worry. I remember every interaction I've ever had with anyone, and they all haunt my dreams. Thank you.
Okay. You were just preparing for this specific podcast. You wanted to make sure he was mentally prepared.
You could see the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew it was going to happen eventually, but you know, I do things in my own time, which doesn't always coincide with other people's time, unfortunately for me.
I think I unlocked the key. I think if you start the seat, like if there's a season that you don't want to watch, you just don't have the time. 2 hours is a lot.
It's a big time commitment.
Yeah. A busy TV season. If you start with the women tell all, you can finish the season from there. I mean, they gave us the full rundown of everything.
They gave the rundown so much so that I, even though this is like a part of a job for me, I fast forwarded through the clips I had already seen. I was like, I'm not doing this.
It was so repetitive. I mean, well, it was new to me.
It was repetitive to you, and you literally hadn't seen the season. So that's saying something.
Exactly. But TikTok has kept me up to date. So
I've seen
Zach's antics and, you know, when he chooses to send people home, you know, they show any ounce of vulnerability.
Emotion, feeling.
Yeah.
I don't think he understands emotion and feeling, because the sense I got from like this watching this one episode that I watched was like, I'm struggling to understand why this man was picked for The Bachelor, because he seemingly has zero personality.
So are we.
So maybe he just doesn't understand or recognize emotion and feeling. So he gets scared and he just sends those people home.
I said this to my current husband. I said that like if
not your future or former one, your current
just
one.
The one that I'm locked into right now. I said to him, if he was ever The Bachelor, like this season is exactly how he would be, because there's more options. The moment somebody was like, I have a tear, he'd be like, you know what? I'm done.
Whoa.
I actually can't do this. No, bye. Have fun. My favorite thing about Zach is the face, like his listening face. Yeah.
I hope that raises some awareness for him watching it back, because
I do think he is a dude who can be self-aware. And like I actually do like Zach. I think like he's a bit of a white bread kind of guy to have as The Bachelor, but that's what The Bachelor loves to do. I do think he's funny. I do think out of any bachelors, this is the one who would like me the most. But, I mean, you know, TV star, maybe not.
I mean, yeah, I was wondering, like, do they send all the bachelors and maybe bachelorettes like bachelor school to like figure out how to be the bachelor? Like, okay, step one, you have to figure out how to sidestep whenever someone tells you they're having feelings for you, when they're falling in love with you or they're falling in something for you. You have to figure out a way to sidestep it and not say, not return the feeling back. So I think that's part of the curriculum. Also saying something without saying nothing at the same time, I would imagine that's part of the curriculum, because that's how I felt like with all of the things that he said. I was like, you just said a whole bunch of nothing in like in five sentences, in 2 minutes of screen time, you just said a whole bunch of nothing. So I mean, I just wonder if they teach them that before they go on to the Bachelor as the Bachelor. Now, did he have any, like, because he was on the Bachelorette, I assume, like, that's how that works, right? Did he have any like personality on the Bachelorette?
No. Genuinely, he has been shining with personality compared to the Bachelorette.
Wow.
Like, he's sparkling.
Wow. Because I feel like with the Bachelor / Bachelorette, I feel like for some reason they have to come on and be like a blank canvas, and then the contestants are bring all the fun, humor, and personality with their nonsense. Because I mean, I remember watching the Bachelorette season I watched was what's her name, Katie something. She had the two ladies helping her.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Katie Thurston.
Yeah, and I got that same type of feeling. I was just like, okay, so she's here to just to kind of play off of the other people that are like wooing her, and she just kind of repeats the same phrases over and over again. And I felt the same way about Zach.
Well, his masterclass was his visits from Sean Lowe, because he felt like what it seemed like on this episode was that there was no other way to do it than the way that Sean Lowe did it. And he couldn't go from that playbook. And the moment he messed it up, he was like, oh my gosh, I'm broken. I have no idea what to do.
I have a lot of issues. And there's so, I don't even know where to start. Like, I had a thought that was there and I was going to say it. Oh, here's the thing. If I never see Sean Lowe again, it's too soon. And also, if I had to pick between having more segments of with Sean Lowe or having to watch Zach shower.
Oh my God. I was like, why are you watching?
That's my Sophie's choice.
I literally was like, why are you watching this man shower?
That's not even a long segment of him showering. Last week, I'm not kidding, we watched him shower. I know I have the tendency to be hyperbolic. I'm not this time. 5 minutes.
Wow.
We watched him shower for 5 minutes. We watch him shower at least once a week.
That's troubling. Why couldn't they have done that on the season I watched of The Bachelorette?
Because they like to objectify the men. The men can't objectify the women.
Okay. Right. Gotcha.
I need some equal opportunity objectification here. Yeah, by that, I mean, I don't want to see any bits. You know what? I think we've gone too far with the free the nipple movement. I don't want to see any nipples. Any nipples. I'm out. I don't want to see them.
Okay.
Because I don't get the appeal.
I'll put my shirt back on. I get the message loud and clear.
I have a problem with direct communication just like Zach.
I feel like Zach's best feature, if you just had to look at him as a whole being, is his face. And so the rest of everything else they're trying to highlight during these shower scenes is unnecessary. And I don't know who asked for it.
He is very tall. He's very tall compared to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of... Are we
getting that height in the shower scene?
No, you're right. We need like a angle like this. Yeah.
From the bottom up.
Yeah, from the bottom up.
That tape measure, like, taped to the shower wall.
Yeah, that's what, like, I want.
Is
I want
he above those, like, school... 6 feet? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I want one of those schoolroom like things that I always fell to the bottom of. My marks were always the lowest ones. Guess who always had to sit in the front row of school pictures? Me.
Really?
You didn't even have to
I didn't
crunch.
Know this about you, Haley.
I'm fairly small. I was told on the internet by other members of the RJP community that I am towering at 5'3".
I don't think you give 5'3" because I'm five five on a good day, really 5'4" and a half.
And do not listen to Asia. Okay. I'll tell you. Well, I met Asia in New York last time Raph had a New York event. She called
someone's
me tall.
Doing well for themselves. Wow, New York. Oh, I didn't realize I was talking to big shots.
Trust me, it was like I was like Fightful the Mouse. Like that was my big city trip. I was like, oh my god, like I can't believe I'm in New York.
You're you're in like the Greyhound bus, like wow.
I had my little backpack on. I was like,
you wouldn't stop taking pictures.
You got one of those like hats and like the little canes, and you're like, ah, yeah. Wow, see, I'm in the big city.
I finally made it.
And then you broke out into song.
Exactly. Yeah. But Asia looked at me for the first time and said, wow, you're tall. I'm like 5'10". Like on a good day.
It felt tall.
You give tall energy. I will say that. I usually also gives tall energy.
You do. You give a solid 5'7".
I do?
Yeah.
Wow. That is shocking. I mean, I have really big feet. So if I tiptoes, I do get up there.
We call that TGE, tall girl energy.
Maybe we can share shoes.
Maybe. I'm shaped like an L. I can't share shoes with anyone else in my life. I have to be careful about wearing rain boots because I look like a child trying on their mother's shoes.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
So, The Bachelor, we're here.
Yes.
So, I feel like there's only one point to talk about this entire episode. The rest is, like, completely moot. Like, what do we care about? We care about one thing, and that's P&V. And Zach said he's not having any of it.
He was
Jason,
his own.
Jason, are you happy you came to this podcast? I've thrown a lot at you.
Listen,
already.
No, I'm happy because I didn't. First of all, when I saw the scenes that they show up front, I thought it was a previously on. So I was like, damn, I missed a lot. But then I discovered that, no, it was for the episode coming up. So I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. So I honestly thought that I was like, I didn't realize it was like this close to the end of the season. So I kind of thought
we
it was
are close
little,
to the end of the season.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like boring because I feel like if my previous experience is anything, like the closer we get to the end, the more boring until the train wreck of a, you know, final, whether or not the person leaves them at the altar or the bachelor slash bachelor does something else crazy. I thought it was going to be boring, but he made it very entertaining with his like nonsense fumbling of like the back. Like I enjoyed it immensely.
The craziest part is it's all his fault and he didn't have to do this.
None of it. Like he literally was the reason for every piece of drama this episode. Single-handedly. Unprompted. No one made him do this.
And I feel bad because he does seem like a genuinely nice guy who was doing something for noble reason, honestly. But he just didn't stick to it. Like the reason Sean Lowe was like, I'm not having intercourse at the intercourse dates is because he's like, I'm a born-again Christian. I'm not doing it until the wedding. And literally Catherine and Sean's wedding special, they talked about how excited they were to intercourse like a lot in the 2 hour spans. And, you know, not my thing, but have at her. So Zach didn't have to do this. He did not have to. And I kept trying to think throughout the episode, once the cat is already out of the bag of, you know, he intercourse with Gabby. I was like, well, okay, how can he fix it? How can he like, what are the other moves he could have made? None. Just you either don't say I'm not doing it or don't do it.
I appreciate most about Zach is he fumbled it in the exact right way for like maximum embarrassment.
Yes.
Like, for everyone involved.
He messed up on the second one until the third one. And I guess he never even told the first one. Just felt like, I don't know, I'm getting rid of you anyway. So what do I need to tell you for? Yeah. You're watching on TV, I guess. I just, and the fact that he upfront came out with this and had the meeting with Jesse. Just like stating his position, like this will not happen. And then like after the second one, he's like, yeah, it happened.
It needed to happen for the progression of our relationship.
It needed to.
I just wanted to shake him and be like, you had an option and all of them were better than what happened. And I feel, I feel bad for everyone involved. So we start off with Ariel. For the last couple of weeks, I've really thought Ariel was going to be our winner here just because, like, they have been pumping up Sean Lowe's story, blah, blah, blah. And I, that her winning would be the most parallel to Sean Lowe's season. Jason, are you familiar with Sean Lowe's season?
I'm not familiar with the season. My Bachelor like fandom is like exists through like social media and other places. So I know who Sean Lowe is. I've heard the name Sean Lowe. And I know that he was a Bachelor. That's the extent of my knowledge of Sean Lowe.
One time Amy got his book in PR. We were one of two Bachelor podcasts when we started. Okay. And so any Bachelor media, like we got sent stuff. It was literally the one book, the one time. And
I was fancy getting press stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, oh, the journalist of the Bachelor media. It was me and Amy, and they would send it to Canada. So I didn't get a copy. So I was, people hated sending stuff to Canada back then. Anyway, Sean Lowe season, et cetera, et cetera. I thought Ariel's date was really cute. This is fun. She was easily the person to pick for this because I know you guys don't know the other two women well. They would have hated this.
Yeah, it did seem like she was the most fun, just of the three, period. But yeah, this was definitely the most fun date. So with the three women, because I did see a poll on Twitter where people were just completely caught off guard that it was Gabby that he messed up with. So did you think it was going to be Ariel?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to objectify her. She's easily the sexiest.
Yeah.
She just like gives off this like really hot energy, frankly. Like she just does. And the other two beautiful women, they don't have that like energy that Ariel does. So I thought he was gonna mess up with her, honestly. I thought he was just like right off the bat, that was gonna be it. And also in the preview, and I should know by now to like not pay attention to the preview, but we didn't see Ariel crying. We saw the other crying. So I was like, oh, well, obviously it's Ariel.
You thought she was like, he gave it to me. I'm satisfied.
Yeah, exactly. But also she has, it's funny because when Zach was talking to her about her saying like, you are the most like intelligent and like poised and great woman I've ever met. Like, and that was the reason why, for me, it made sense that she accepted his proposition of we're not having sex. She's like, okay, that's not how I would have proceeded, but I understand why you are.
What did you want her to do, Haley?
Nothing. I just like wonder what happened on the next day where both Zach and Gabby were like, remember that thing we talked about?
Never mind.
I just wonder what happened. Like, I just wonder how we got from saying one thing and then literally doing another.
Gabby is a go-getter. That's what happens. I guess so.
But I don't know. I'm just like, what?
Gabby wants this and she will make sure that she gets it way or the other, by hook or by crook.
And it's so funny because Ariel predicted it. She was like, I wouldn't be making these sweeping statements this early on, but like, hey, if you want to, you can, Zach. And just like, Zach, you didn't have to say it. Like, you didn't have to say it out loud. I get why he wanted to, because he wanted to seem like such a good guy and be like, oh, I'm not going to ruin anything like with the engagement, blah, blah, blah. And I like personally take a Katie stance to all of this, is where like, I'm guessing it's probably happening. I don't need to hear about it. Except I would want to hear about it because I'm a little nosy bitch. And I would want to gossip. Yeah. Everything. Like, I wouldn't even care. I'd be like, let's put ourselves outside the situation for a moment. Tell me everything. Like, we're two girlies at like on the school ground.
He acts like he's the first Bachelor. Like, this has been done for so many years. It was so long that no one even talked about it.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it can happen. You could make your own little personal commitment we can assume whatever. Y'all could have that private conversation. Why did it need to be a stance that then he all of a sudden felt guilty because he didn't stick to what he said?
And then he like told Katie, who's the only person who hadn't heard the like the sweeping statement of I'm not sleeping. Yeah. He like didn't have to tell her anything.
But he knew it was going to come out. Like, I mean,
they all know it's going to come out. Like, they all know. They go, you know what? I'm not going to watch this week. I'm not, you know, we've seen this before. We've heard it before.
Yes, for years.
I just love the, like, the reaction of all the ladies. Well, I mean, besides Katie, because she got told something different last. I mean, like, Ariel and Gabby were just like, oh, damn, like, we're not having sex tonight. Like they came in just like yes. we're going to get the thing done tonight. Like I am ready. Let's go. Like they're like, oh, that changes a lot.
Gabby yeah, was like a little pissed, honestly.
Yeah, she was. This is her time. This was her time to shine. This is her moment to get ahead. I think that's what she was mad about, and she made sure that she could show her talents and to show him that she should be the one picked.
Gabby had a rough day. She was really upset about having the second date. And you know what? I feel for the girl because she is just all up in her noggin. And she is just making mountains out of molehills on this one. And like, Zach right. had to be like, no, I literally don't pick the order. I have no control over the order. They pick that.
She was like, I feel like I'm being picked second. I mean, well, technically you were, but it doesn't have anything to do with like level of importance. Like,
no,
she read so much into that. Like, yeah. She's reading a whole novel. I was like, they shouldn't be pairing this girl up with a bachelor. They should be pairing this girl up with a mental health professional. Like, immediately.
I can't remember where I saw it, but somebody was like, what did I miss that she's right? Like, literally nothing. Literally nothing. It just all of a sudden was like, I'm shocked Zach didn't send her home right in that moment based on his track record.
She literally drove herself to tears mid-date.
Like, I mean, I've been there, but I'm not on national television.
It's just like, there wasn't anything that was said at that point that could have, you know, prompted that from Zach. But the worst part, the part that I just had to pause and bust out laughing was Zach's face while she was explaining, you know, why she feels like why she overthinks and how she's always, you know, had to second guess herself in relationships. And he just looked like he was looking at like a 5-year-old who was like having a temper tantrum.
Yeah, I feel bad, but I think maybe we should all take a pause from men for a while, because obviously
I'm down.
Obviously these women are like, there's a lot of men out there. There's a lot, and not all of them are top notch.
Asia and I talk about Married at First Sight all the time. And we talk about the fact that these people go from relationships that never worked to all of a sudden getting married at first sight. So we're talking about Gabby, who has gotten out of a toxic relationship where she was cheated on. And now where she felt like she was second choice, she says. And
she
now
literally went to a show where she's like, her boyfriend has 29 other girls.
Right. She could be like, she'd be number 30. So it's like, I don't know if this was the right like thing for you.
Yeah. Man. If she's coming in second, that's a great stat.
You did really well. You like beat 28 other people. Like,
yeah. They're all hot too. Like, you should all be of them
so,
are hot.
You should be so proud of yourself. Like, I don't understand.
I think we look at it as much more of a competition than the girlies look at it. Yeah. Like second place, that's great.
Right. Yeah, hey.
that's a top contender in paradise.
I would have a hard time being not being satisfied or being too satisfied with like, I got to go to all the destination countries. It's almost
like a challenge. Just like, you know what, I made the final. That's pretty good in my first season. You know. I'll do better next time.
Yeah, I would just be so excited. I went on so many vacations.
Yeah, exactly.
I only had to spend like an hour max with a man per week.
Like per I made week, every I, episode.
I would think it was like collectively, how much time do you think they'll be spending with this guy collectively? If they get to the finale throughout the whole season, collectively, how much time will they have spent with this man?
like one-on-one or
one-on-one.
Like, hours or
I would say max 7 hours.
7 hours. I mean, we know it's overnight. Like, we know it's overnight. So we can let's say
18 hours.
Okay. That's including the overnight.
Yeah.
Because he for sure does the walk of shame the morning after, like right like at dawn, he's out. Like he's walking down the pier to get on his boat.
You can literally see the shame seeping.
Yeah. Like yeah. Just walk of shame.
He's like, did do. And then as he's getting into the boat, he's like,
after he caught those air kisses,
boom, and put him in his pocket.
Forget. Yeah,
this man is a charades master. Oh.
Like. And I just want to be like, it could have been so easy if you just didn't say that. And then he has the date with Katie later, but he goes back to Gabby, and she's excited to see him. Mm-hmm. So.
She's like, it was so good. You came back the next day. Like, damn.
It's funny because Ethan brought up a point I didn't think about. And that's that she probably thought he was coming to say, I sent the other two home. Mm-hmm.
You're the winner. Yeah. Over. You're the winner. Let's exactly. go.
That's exactly what she thought.
You backed that thing up so good. Like, it's over. It's done. You're not second no more. You're first. Let's go home.
You're a
pro, Gabby. You're a pro.
Oh my god. But things turned very quickly, and like I'm a little unclear as like what happened. Like, did she tell the cameras like, no, we didn't do anything? Did she say that? Like, I don't.
She never said language. They did it, but okay. She just didn't. She thought that they were gonna keep it just between them, like that it just didn't have to be said, right?
Yeah, like, she's like, oh, we had a very special night. Like,
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah.
And like, I think that's like a fair thing to want, because I wouldn't want that broadcast on national television personally.
Are they ever that like explicit like on the show, or is it just like, we had sex last night, or is it like, we had like a real great time, if you know what I mean? They're like winking at us.
It usually
depends
that.
On the season. Yeah.
Okay. Because it's not like, damn, we tore it up last night. It's not like that. It's just like we had some fun.
We shared special moments. I would say the closest we got is during Nick Viall season, the final two were Vanessa and Raven. And one of Raven's storylines was that she had only had sex with one guy before, and he could never bring her to completion. This was a literal storyline.
Literally.
Nice. I wish I was joking. And then after her fantasy suite, she like, there's like this B-roll of her like dancing around in circles. Like, what a great night I had. And like Nick said later, he's like, we didn't sleep together. Like, that was.
If you're that guy that she's talking about this season, you just walk around your town like with sunglasses and like a hat on, like so no one recognizes you. Like, gotta be right. Like, if you're the guy she's talking about that never, you know. Yeah.
Be like, she had some secret boyfriend. That was that wasn't me.
Yeah, so that was the thing.
I would want to ask, like, he hasn't seen them in some of them in 10 days. Like, Gabby was like, I haven't seen him in 10 days. Why is that? Like, what happened?
Just because the weird schedule of hometown. So if your hometown was at the beginning of the... Sorry.
It sounds like you're playing like a gong.
depending on filming, well, they see them at the rose ceremony. So, you know, I think they're just making shit up, honestly. I think they're just.
Yeah, she's seen him with her eyes.
Yeah, retract. They're being hyperbolic.
She kept going on about, like, I haven't seen you in 10 days. Like, damn, that is a long time.
Yeah, I don't think that's real.
This type of thing.
Maybe like five. Maybe seven max, but like, she's visually seen him. She might not have been able to like touch hands with him. But
and is the Gabby like looking at Ariel and Zach like walking down the whatever they were walking on? Is that real, or is that like editing stuff, do you think? Like, she spied them outside of her hotel room. Like, oh my god, there's Zach and Ariel.
Both are possible, because A, it could be editing to make her look, you know, like ooh, gosh, trying to
stalkerish.
Yeah. Or it could, they could have been like, you know what would be cruel? If we sent Zach and Ariel walking past.
Mm-hmm.
And then the producers in her hotel room like, oh, there's something outside the window. Like,
yeah, like, why don't you
go take a look?
Why don't you take your journal out there for a moment?
Yeah, because usually like the final three don't see each other at all during except for pilot Pete season. That was really awkward. That the
one girl was a hardcore virgin.
And y'all were synchronicity with that. Y'all were like, except for
because he had three people left. One was a hardcore virgin. So they obviously put her as the last date because he was probably going to sleep with the other two. And then put them all in one hotel room together. So when they came back to talk about how good their intercourse was, the extreme virgin would get uncomfortable.
Wow.
That's, you know, I'm saying these things and it just makes it sound like the show is bad.
I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say
things that happened.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Okay, but to follow up, this girl who was the extreme virgin since is married. She met her fiance in like, I'd say maybe April or May of last year.
They got engaged
2022. They got engaged sometime in the summer and they got married in October. And her veil said worth the wait on it in block letters.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Oh gosh. Yeah, I was just looking at her Instagram. For some reason they popped up on my explore page on Instagram and I was like, "Oh yeah, I wonder how they're doing."
And they also got their friends to sign a contract to help them not have sex with each other before their wedding.
What were they supposed to do? Like,
it was only like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I do not want to know. But then he talks to Gabby and says, "Hey, girly girl, I had fun last night. I hope it's okay with you. I'm going to tell everyone.
Every single person
in America is going to know about this.
On my way here, every person I passed, like other like guests of this hotel,
told Jesse told about them. It.
Everybody. Everyone except Ariel.
I just called your family right before I walked in and told them to.
Yeah. And Gabby's just like, I mean, compared to what we had seen the day before, the composure this girl had was astounding.
Yeah.
She was like, cool. I thought we were going to hold on to that one.
In the back of her head, she's like, don't mess this up. Don't mess this up. Don't mess this up. You still want to be on the show. You still want to be on the show.
Nice. I thought maybe you don't have to do that. He's like, no. I don't want to start our relationship on a lie. To the other woman I'm dating.
Right. Because I totally saw Gabby's point with this is like, if he was thinking after their night together, okay, Gabby's the one, he wouldn't care about the other options. Like so he would just proceed as normal.
Just in case I have to marry the other girl, I want to make sure that I have to tell her.
I was like, the only other way to interpret that sentence is, well, I don't want to start me and Katie's beautiful life off of a lie.
I don't care about Ariel. I've already decided I'm going to cut her.
Like this,
but I'm mostly worried about Katie.
This was fun, but I am going to marry Katie.
Like, how does Gabby? How does Gabby not feel like the other woman at that point?
I mean, like,
you got to
her,
especially her, who was already in her head about being the second choice.
Yeah. And like her at the end being like, I feel like I'm wearing a Scarlet A. Like, I feel so bad for her, but that is like the most apt feeling. Like, that feeling, very valid, my friend.
Well, especially with Katie turning to her like, so I heard about what happened. Like,
I know you were the other one.
Yeah, I heard what you did.
Yeah. So then we have Katie's date.
Wow. Like, this couldn't have gone any worse. Like, I'm surprised he didn't get it out before they got into the boat. Like,
she's like, we're going to have a rip roaring great time today. And then he's like, hey, here's this flat bottom kayak. Let's go into the middle of a marsh where you were surrounded by water.
Where you can't run away from me.
Where you can't run away from what I'm about to tell you.
I just knew it was going to be bad when the
when
whole
he did it,
date.
When he said from the when we saw the first like preview of him being like, it was beautiful, but like, we knew it was going to be bad. We've known for weeks it's going to be bad. And it's somehow worse than we ever imagined.
The way her whole date was narrated by him preparing to tell her. Like, I don't even remember what they were doing because it was all just, okay, I really got to get this off my chest. I hope Katie needs to know. We can't have secrets.
All these dates, though, I was like, so the other two dates, what happened? Nothing happened except they said like sweet nothings to each other. And then they were just like, I learned so much about her at the end of this date. Like, what? How? You didn't talk about anything.
Tell me, like, I want concrete facts. Did you finally learn Ariel's birthday and middle name?
Right. No, those don't matter, remember?
Those don't.
There are other important things to know.
I still don't know my wife's middle name.
Is that true?
No way.
Okay. Is that
no,
true?
It's not. No, it is not true.
He's about to say. Oh my gosh.
Or is it?
I don't know. What's her middle name?
I'm not trying to dox my wife.
What letter?
Oh, I'm gonna just Google her middle name and hopefully she comes up.
It starts with a J. I'm
okay.
Pretty sure.
How convenient, like Jason.
First letter that came into my head.
If she was born anywhere between like 1985 and 1993, like we all have the same middle names, like we do.
I'm sure that's true.
Anyway, Katie, so they sit, she has no choice but to sit on Zach's lap, more or less, in the middle of a pond where he goes, hey, I got something to talk about. Me and Gabby did do it last night. But, okay, the reason I'm telling you is because I made a promise to myself and a promise to Ariel and a promise to Gabby. We went back on that promise. But that I wasn't going to do it, but I did do it because I wanted to further that relationship. And how Katie didn't just tell him to F off and leave in that moment. Like, girl, you have the most restrained human.
So you want to further that relationship.
It was like, Kate, right. Continue to further that relationship. I thought she was like, again, so fantastic in this moment in a way that I could never be. And it's not because I'm a jealous person. It's just like it was so callous of him. Like she literally didn't need to know. And that's
the whole situation was selfish. And I don't know how these women like. Well, I get Gabby did notice that because Gabby was like, this only benefits him because he's not thinking about me. But to tell Katie just to clear his conscience. And not think about, okay, if I were to tell Katie, what would her reaction be? How is the rest of our date going to be? Are we going to be able to have a good time together? None of that process. He just needed to rid himself of the quote unquote guilt. What did he call it? He said his Catholic guilt.
Oh my God.
And just like, that was so selfish because it completely ruined the day for them all because he wanted to clear his conscience. And then he's so shocked that he made her feel bad.
I cackled when she was like, do you want me to high five you? Like, yeah. What do you want from me?
What did you expect the reaction to be? I don't even think it's about his conscience. I think he's like, I talk some big stuff to Jesse early in the episode. So I need to find some way to recoup my losses here. Cause I can't just like, I don't even know why. I'm curious to know why he even told the cameras why they did that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, literally, all he had to do was keep it private. And let's say he, in the end, let's say he picks Katie, right? Then that's a conversation you have with Katie. That doesn't have to be, oh, you know, America, this is something I said and I went back on it. But then if you pick Gabby, what does it matter, right?
True. The thing I learned from this episode was how to go back on something that I said, like, in a tactful way. I'll just tell everyone that I know I told you I was going to do this thing, but their plan just changed and evolved. Like,
I was trying to further my relationship.
Yeah.
With, yeah.
Whatever you insert thing here.
It was important too.
I know I told you I was going to take out the trash, but my opinions and my plans changed and evolved, and I forgot to do it last night, so it's too late.
That's going to trigger me right now. I've been telling Ethan for a week to take the recycling out by the back door, and he hasn't done it. I'm so mad about it.
Well, I may or may not have just spoken from, like, personal experience, like, yesterday.
Yeah, I'm mad about it, and I'm nagging about it. I don't want him near here. He's talking about it on the podcast.
As a frequent guest on this podcast, does he not listen?
If you think for a second he listens to any of the other episodes that he's not on, you are bananas.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I do like Katie. He's like, listen, I figured it was going to happen. I don't want to hear about it.
Seen the show before. I know. Yeah. If I was in your position, I would sleep with three hot guys too.
I was planning to sleep with you in an hour or so. Like, that was my plan. So I knew what was going to happen.
I get it. I'm not a dummy. Yeah.
He's so clueless. I'm just, not once did he put himself in her shoes.
And he's literally been in that position before.
Literally. When Katie was like, put yourself in my shoes. It's like, he literally was there last year.
So educate me as the newbie here. Jesse did say Rachel ripped your heart out on the Fantasy Suites on your season. What happened between?
It was so weird, and we're still not sure. Like, so they went into the Fantasy Suite being like, ooh, kiss, 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 love, love, love. And the next morning, Rachel was like, so that was, I don't know if you're ready for this. I don't know if you're ready for a marriage. Like, it was so weird. And, like, nobody could think.
Do we have some performance issues, maybe?
I don't, like, from what I've heard, it was that they discussed something and their, like, beliefs just did not align. I can't remember if it was, like, religion or politics or something along those lines. And they just did not align. And so she was like, okay, interesting, cool.
Yeah.
But yeah. He didn't have his Catholic guilt on his season. So he wanted to. It just didn't happen.
Yeah. Mm. I would say my second favorite part of this conversation was how Canadian Katie sounded when she said sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. What do you want?
I was like, I thought she was from Texas. Like, it kept, like, popping up Texas on her little Chiron because it kept, like, I mean, I have only seen this one episode, but I assume we've had multiple episodes. Like, do they still need to keep reminding us who everyone is when they pop up on the screen?
Absolutely. Okay.
Jesse even gets a Chiron this season. Jesse, host, 44. They're just, like, the show is literally messing with us at this point.
So wait, is she originally from Canada?
Yes, she is.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. She moved to Austin, Texas about 4 weeks before filming started.
Oh, she was the, like, one that had him put together the dresser.
Yes. Okay. I think you mean a boot 4 weeks before.
And you know what? I never really got made fun of for the way I say sorry. I got made fun of for the way I say bagel. Hashtag.
Oh yeah, bagel is a thing I hear. Bagel. Like, oh yeah, I hear it because I definitely heard the sorry. I was like, sorry, like,
where she said it multiple
many times. definitely hit
I'm
the ear.
Sorry, what do you want? I'm sorry. Do you want me to high five you? I'm sorry. Yeah. I was like, yes, girl, get it. Woo, one of us.
One of my favorite parts of the Katie Zach date was just the awkward walk, like, away from the cameras, where she's just like, yeah, no, I this isn't cool. Like,
she's like, I need to get away from your body. Right.
Oh my God. And I like, tickle me shocked, because I did not think they were going to turn it around and that she was going to forgive him by dinner.
I would never let this man forget it for the rest of his life.
Literally.
Talk about Catholic guilt. Meet Haley guilt.
It would be in your wedding vows.
It would be in my wedding vows. Thank you. I would get Gabby to officiate the ceremony. Not to like rub it in her face, but to rub it in his.
Like, how does that not cross? Like, now, how does Katie not look at Zach and just think, I have been intimate this week?
I could, like, I literally could not get past that. I know last week I came on the podcast and was like, I'd be fine if he slept with other people. And I would be, but I don't need him to tell me.
You don't want to flaunt it in your face. Like,
no, I would be like, okay, well, I'll go hook up with a producer then. Like, you can play at this game.
Like, and what even blows my mind now thinking back on it, when he came to see Gabby and she's like, aren't you supposed to be on another date? He's like, let's not talk about that.
Yeah. He's like,
oh, but you want to talk about being intimate with someone else?
I hated so much of it.
Sorry. What? Mm. What is, just the logic is not logic.
It was like we're playing like dominoes and they all just fell over.
Yeah.
Because and we didn't have to. We could have put super glue on the dominoes and they would never have fallen over.
Yep.
No. Can we get like breakable? Can we get like dynamite dominoes where when they fall over, they just explode?
That's what happened.
That is what happened. Put
back together.
Oh my gosh. And what else happened? I don't know. We get to the rose ceremony and it's awkward and.
I mean, there was no way that Ariel was getting a rose, right? Like by the end of this, I was like, so he never talked to Ariel about this, mm-hmm. like at all. And when she was first like approaching, I didn't realize it was the rose ceremony. I was like, okay, are they meeting up so he can tell her now? Like, no.
I thought maybe that too.
Like, she's just never going to be told. No,
this is the first time she's found out.
Yeah. When watching him with us. Yeah.
So I was like, I guess you're not moving forward, Ariel. Sorry.
One thing I did notice was that she did not shed a single tear, which is why we did not get that in the previews. She got sent home. She just was like, all right, well,
didn't they send them home in limos? Why are they now in Sprinter vans? Like, she's getting kidnapped by somebody.
I don't know if like Thailand has a huge fleet of limos.
I thought The Bachelor would have like a ship like, to bring over like all their limos or something.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Bring over all their cars.
Something to consider, Bachelor. So we see Ariel get sent home. We even see Gabby say, like, I don't know if I can accept the rose after this. And I thought maybe for a second she wasn't going to.
Especially when he called her second again.
I was like, that girl, you cannot do that. Like, I was like, you got to tell the producers.
Yes.
To let you have control.
The producers know. That's why they did it.
That's absolutely why they did it. But I feel like Zach at this point needs to grow a pair and say, like, I'm not doing that.
Put his foot down. Yes. Yeah. They can't force you to say anything. They can't, like, all he has to say is, this is my relationship. She literally bawled her eyes out about being second. I'm not going to call her second again.
Yeah. I would have been like, you gotta be kidding me.
I said, that's so cruddy. I literally said that out loud. That's cruddy. You call her second.
Yeah. And Zach goes off to, like, say goodbye to Ariel, and we see Katie say, like, I know it was only you two, or like only you, or something like that along those lines, which I'm like, girl, savage. But she commented on like a TikTok video being like, Gabby and I were like best friends, like, and there was more to that conversation, and it was a lot more like loving and caring than it was like,
I know what you did
last, I know you got it, you know what I mean? So I will give her the benefit of the doubt there.
I almost thought, because, you know, I'm a newbie. Like, when Ariel didn't get a rose, like, Jesse, like, steps up. I'm like, is he not even going to talk to her anymore? Is Jesse now just, like, the usher-off guy? Like, all right, come with me. You're not allowed to talk to Zach anymore. You've been rejected. But then he did take her in and, like, you know, give her a pep talk, I guess. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. That's better. Because I definitely thought, I was like, is that just it? He's not going to talk to her anymore? I think I might prefer that, though.
And what even was his reasoning for sending Ariel home? It was just...
I think he wanted to keep her, but he couldn't cut Gabby after sleeping with her, and he couldn't cut Katie after, like...
That's literally what I thought. I was like, I've been kind of, like, pushed into a corner on this one. So is there a world where these two ladies, both neither of them accept in a proposal because they're so pissed off at this point?
There definitely is a world for that.
Yeah, it's, what is that? More than zero or less than zero? It's something around zero. More than zero. Wait, what? More than 0% chance. Less than 0%. I don't know how math works.
More than, I would say it's more than 0% chance. Yeah, more than zero that they don't accept his proposal.
It's possible. More than zero because yeah. it's not a chance.
A non-zero chance. Is that right?
We got there eventually.
Yeah. We put our heads together.
It's late, so it's hard for me to think this late at night.
Now I need to watch
8:57 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hey, I'm old. That's bedtime. All's bedtime for me. Okay. Yeah. I now need to watch the season finale too.
I was gonna ask, are you gonna watch the season finale?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I did
my work. Bachelor, you owe me $5.
I need to see if we get another shower scene.
Absolutely.
I need to see if anyone will accept this man's proposal or if he's gonna go back to Ariel, be like, I made a mistake. AKA neither one of them said yes to me.
He's like, but first I have to tell you, I was intimate.
Yeah, I was intimate. I almost thought I was like, okay, I had sex with Gabby. Ariel, come on, we gotta give everybody an equal chance. Let's go. You want to or not? Like, I'm giving you the choice now because I did it with the other one. It's only fair that you get the option. So, I mean, there wasn't any confirmation whether or not he and Katie did it, but
I doubt. Well,
saying, you know, I heard what you did. You're the only.
Yeah,
one.
I felt like we got confirmation. Her saying like you were the only one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted there to be a conversation between like Katie and Zach, being like, well, I don't know if I feel comfortable like having sex with you because I feel like now if we have sex, it will only be to even out the scales. Like I don't want it to be a pity sex. So, I mean, I wanted to have that conversation being like, if it was her decision to be like, nah, we're not going to do it because, you know.
What if it happened and Zach was like, I just didn't say anything because I wanted to keep it between me and Katie.
I see a future with Katie, so I want to keep our secret secret.
Oh, you're saying it like that. It's not, like it's out of the realm of possibility. Right. And based on what we've seen, it's likely he would do that.
We'd find out on After the Final Rose.
Oh, After the Final Rose is going to be messy, regardless of what the outcome is.
Yes.
We have some questions.
Ooh, let's go.
Mostly from Justin Feinberg, the biggest supporter of my question thread in the patron group. He asks, is this episode's casting call stinger? Jesse Palmer asks, why date someone who is crabby when you can go on a date with somebody who takes you to crabby? Is this a worthwhile question to ask oneself or one of the worst puns to ever air on television? I don't remember this happening.
Did that Justin? Happen? Yeah,
I don't remember. I fast forward through the commercials.
Oh, in this episode's casting call. So, yeah, no, I don't get those commercials.
I watch on Hulu, so I don't get any of that.
Sorry, Justin.
Can you restate the question, though?
Why date someone who is crabby when you can go on a date with somebody who takes you to crabby, like K-R-A-B-I?
Because that's where they were in Thailand?
Yeah.
That's awful.
It works better in reading than me saying really, it not well.
Really terrible.
I think spelling it out with your finger.
I'm like one of those spelling bee kids. I have to spell it out. And it's bad. Like when I used to go to clubs back in the day and they'd look at my ID and they'd be like, can you spell your middle name? I have two. So I'd have to like spell it out like this. He's like, what? You don't know how to spell it? I'm like, I need to visually see it, dude.
Just pretend you're doing that Disney commercial thing or you do like the Mickey ears.
Yeah. I'm like, you think I have a fake ID? I'm not even going to drink in that damn club. I'm just going to go get some Coca-Colas on ice and call it a day. Like, what do you think I'm here for? Here for a good time, not a whatever time you think I'm here.
but I think even the pro pitch man that Jesse Palmer is, I don't think he even could have saved that that pun.
Do you think Jesse understood the pun?
No. I wanted to say that Jesse looked like every time I saw him, like he looked like he had a rough night the night before. Is that a constant thing? Like is that always?
I mean, if you're gallivanting on nice vacations without your wife,
I mean, he's in,
have a party time.
Yeah, he's in Thailand. I'm sure he's living it up every night. So I was like, every time I saw him, I was like, ooh, looks like Jesse's had a rough time of it.
And he's a newlywed, right?
What a great question you're asking me right now.
I think he is. I think I did some research when he became the host. And I thought I saw that him and his wife recently got married. So I could imagine it's this honeymoon stage for them. They get to go to Thailand.
Yeah.
Just for my newbiness, he was a Bachelor contestant, right?
Yes.
And I do know, the only thing I know about him is he is Carson Palmer's brother. That's all I know.
He is?
Yeah. Who is Carson Palmer?
Another football player? Are you serious right now? Are you messing with me?
No. That's the only thing I ever knew about Jesse Palmer when I heard he was the Bachelor, like all those years ago.
They're not related. In fact, despite their shared last name and the fact that they're both at NFL quarterbacks, Jesse and Carson are not related at all.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. Wow.
Jesse Palmer is Canadian. Carson Palmer is American.
My whole life is a lie. He looks like Carson Palmer. I don't know.
Just spreading misinformation.
Oh, I'm thinking of Jordan Palmer. Okay, never mind.
I like that Kirsten would come on your podcast and spread information. Yeah. You guys come on my podcast and spread information.
It's a disease.
I'm going on Kirsten's podcast to spread misinformation.
Yeah, full circle.
Actually, no, the last time I was on Kirsten's podcast, I literally brought a PowerPoint slideshow. So no information from me. Thank you very much.
About Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
I still don't really understand, but.
I mean, somebody cheating on somebody else, isn't that?
Okay. So he had a second wedding in 2022 and they eloped 2 years ago in Connecticut.
Sure.
So they got married in 2020, but then they had their real wedding in 2022.
Well, that sounds familiar. I was also going to have a real wedding after my fake wedding in 2020. And then I was too lazy. He was in the CFL. We all knew that. Justin Feinberg also asked, what is it about fantasy suites that causes men to make numerous compounding sexy time mistakes with women named Gabby?
Ooh, what is that referencing?
Clayton also slept with a woman named Gabby on his season, but he also slept with Rachel. And then he told Susie that he loved her the most, but had been intimate with the other two. And then she left. And he was sad, but then he made the other two stay and then broke up with them together.
That does remind me, though. He did return the I'm falling in love with you to Gabby.
Yeah, I thought that was like a big.
That's big. Time. Yeah.
Because I mean, I know for one thing I know about The Bachelor is that, you know, the L word is like not to be trifled with, like at all. And it's about like, I'm falling in love with you. I'm in love with you. I'm starting to fall in love with you. Or I really, really like you. It's like a high school, like elementary school type of thing. I know that much about The Bachelor. So I knew when he said, I'm falling in love with you, I was like, oh, that's big. So does that mean like Gabby is like probably the front runner?
I truly don't know. I cannot wrap my head around what is happening. Jason, when you were courting your wife, did you ever tell her that you could see yourself maybe one day falling in love with her?
I told her I could definitely see a future with her and that she was awesome. Like he did say that to someone at some point. I think he said to Katie. So I could definitely see a future with you, an awesome future. It was no pussyfooting around. It was a like or the love.
It was like a hearty handshake and the marriage was sealed.
Exactly.
Nice.
I think you'd be a great partner in life.
Speaking of Clayton and Susie.
Did you tell us you were married? I was
like, oh, surprise. I also eloped. So did you see Susie made an appearance on Nick Viall's podcast?
I didn't see that, actually.
Okay, I only saw the TikTok clip. So she said that she actually thought, so something that she's like, it's not really talked about, but once you leave, you know, the world of The Bachelor, you realize how much you don't have in common with that person or basically all the things that she thought were like sweet and stuff that happened through the season, she learned were producers telling her, like, for example, like he made a toast saying, hey, you know, about her character, because she had been talking about, you know, her character. And she's like, oh, that's so sweet and thoughtful, when it was really the producer told him, like, oh, make a toast about her character. And she's like, she realized after season, he knows nothing about my character. She said once they left, or like once they were, you know, off the show, she thought he was more compatible with Rachel.
I thought they were like a perfect couple.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Clayton just like wanted what he couldn't have.
Yeah. And that's what I feel like, that's what every bachelor does.
Yeah. Was there any other hot goss from that podcast?
That was the only thing highlighted in the clip, was just that the caption was just like, oh, Susie says that Clayton was more compatible with Rachel.
Haley, Asia only gets her news from TikTok. So she only gets small clips of things.
That's a starting point. If I want more, I can go to the source.
During the Perfect Match podcast, you guys had like a big segment about this, about how Asia recognized Dom only from TikTok.
Yes. Asia lives exactly. on TikTok.
I sent Asia my first DM the other day. Well, my first DM to Asia of TikTok the other day.
You did, and I was so late responding, because my primary TikTok is the dog's TikTok.
Oh, that's so funny.
So that's the TikTok that's like perfectly curated for me. And then my own TikTok,
right.
I check in, you know, every now and then.
I wait till my DMs get to about like 20 to 25, and then I watch the TikToks people who send me. But I like, I'm constantly sending them out. I don't even remember what it was. It must have been like Perfect Match or like,
yeah, it was either something. Love is Blind, Perfect Match, something
like that. It had to be something like that. Justin also asks, was Katie right? Did Zach just want someone to congratulate him on the sex?
He wanted a high five.
Yeah.
He literally
I'm sure he got that from Jesse, though, so the cameras went off. Like, how was it, though, bro? Good, right? Yep. Yeah.
And then Josh Creek asks a question that I think only relates to me and my interests, and he says, are there any moments, lines from the recently released Vanderpump Rules mid-season trailer that feel relatable to last night's episode? I would say like anything Ariana was saying to Tom is pretty similar to, I'm sure, what Katie wanted to say to Zach but like couldn't. So
1,000%.
That's fair. I did watch the trailer, even though I know nothing about any of them.
I have watched the trailer no less than 40 times at this point.
I've heard the name Scandaval. That's all I can bring to this conversation.
And then George CTV asks some questions, and you guys get to be Amy this week and answer her questions for her. If you could take a fantasy week vacation, where would you go?
Asia's gonna answer some like swanky luxury place, I'm sure, because she's been to a bunch of them. I'm gonna go real basic and just say like Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii is not basic. That's on my top. That's one of my places I really want to visit. I'd probably say Italy.
I'm trying to think. A week, I would love to do like Australia, New Zealand, Fiji. That's hard to do in like a week if we're doing a fantasy week. Yeah. I really love the idea of Nick Viall. I think he went to like Norway. I love that. I would love to do like a Lapland. I want to see some northern lights. I want to look cute in a jacket. Truly anywhere the Bachelor producers would send me, I would be in for.
Yeah, Australia was definitely a close second.
Zach started the episode saying, I can see a future with all three of these women, and that tells me the process is working. I've said it before and I will hear again. Isn't this a fundamental flaw for a show where he was trying to find the one? You shouldn't say the process is working if he sees a future with all three of them. Shouldn't he be at the point of knowing who is the one that he wants to be with?
Well, I mean, that saps the fun out of the show, right? We gotta keep some suspense.
I think there needs to be a case study done, and it's probably just because I have it fresh in my mind. Like one of my sorority sisters defended her like thesis with like her presentation today, and I was just like blown away by the research. And I got to thinking, someone should study the difference between how bachelorettes approach the show and bachelors approach the show, because I think the bachelorettes know who they're going to pick from like final six on, even before that. So I think they're just, you know, going through the motions. they may like someone else, but they know who they want to be with and who they want to pick. Where the bachelors are like, I could be very happy with these five women.
I don't know if I should be taking that as a compliment or a diss. I'm not really sure how to approach that. Speaking for my gender.
I mean, a lot of people say like women look for like the person they want to be with, and men just feel ready and then they marry the first person they see.
They do say that. Yep.
I mean, what does this person want Zach to do? Just be like, you know, I'm just kind of playing out the string. Like, Gabby's definitely going to be the one. I just have to fill some airtime. So I'm going to entertain these other two ladies.
Oh, gosh. Ding, marry, kill with two extra options. Out of context comments by Zach and Ariel. We're going in blind. I think it's better that way. She's like a mystery at first, and then bam, it hits you right in the face. Let's try all the crazy. We'll do it at the same time to quell all the anxiety. George, you are killing me with these. You know I don't want to say these on air. Should we just do it with our hands? No rules here. Which one would you most like to say to a potential partner?
What was the quell the excitement one? Say that one again.
We'll do it at the same time to quell all the anxiety.
I'll take that one.
Sure.
Yeah. Like that one. Same.
Okay. So now
you can't do the same one as me, Age. You have to make a different one. Do the last one, Age. Do the last one. Say it out loud. I want to hear Age say it out loud.
What's say the no it, hands
repeat
one?
It, yes. Repeat it for Haley. I want to hear her say it out loud.
Should we just do it with our hands? No rules here.
Oh, that's easy. Should we just do it with our hands? No rules here. There we go.
I always try to embarrass Asia on our podcast by saying naughty things.
Always. I swear, Married at First Sight just tests that with the things that they say.
Gosh darn that show. Okay, bonus question. So these ones count for points. I'm doing really bad in the draft. Amy's doing well, and then the listeners are kicking our asses, and they just were given a team of our leftovers. So, okay. So you guys have to come together and agree with what Amy would say, or you guys are just replacing Amy. I get to pick on my own because this is my podcast and I do what I want. Okay. Who will Zach's family be friendlier to? A, Gabby, or B, Katie?
What should I know about Zach's family?
I don't know anything about Zach's family, but if I know anything about Zach,
here's one thing you should
to Katie.
Yeah, I agree. Here's one thing you should know about Zach's family, and that his uncle is Patrick Warburton.
Oh, I did hear that, didn't I? I heard that somewhere. So why do you say Katie, Asia?
Because I feel like Zach's going to automatically make it. He's going to either directly tell them what happened, or hint at the fact that, oh, things are great with Katie. I don't know about Gabby because of what he's already feeling. And I feel like based off his vibe, they're going to be like, oh, Katie's great.
I didn't get that vibe. I thought he was very happy with Gabby and his experience with Gabby.
Well, yeah, until he started feeling guilty and making it seem like it was a mistake.
I didn't get that, but I didn't think it was a mistake. I just thought he was like, oh, crap, I stepped in it. But I did think he really, really, really enjoyed his time with Gabby. So I think
not Gabby. Not to mention his complete lack of eye contact with Gabby.
That was true.
That was just editing because that was bananas.
Anytime he was talking, though, he was looking directly at Katie. And like, yes. I thought maybe she was like, you know, seeing things herself, because I mean we know she can get in her head, but I was like, yeah, he's looking like directly at Katie and talking like every time we see him talking to her. So maybe he does have a scarlet letter. Maybe he's gonna be like, I have to get rid of my mistake. Like right. It's gonna be Katie.
How unfortunate.
So I'll stick with agents and go Katie.
Okay. I'm also saying Katie. Will both Gabby and Katie show up for the final rose? Yes, ooh. No, Gabby isn't there, or no, Katie isn't there.
We can only pick those two options?
No, the three options. Yes, everyone's there.
Oh.
No, Gabby isn't there. No, Katie isn't there.
I would say yes, everyone's there. I think if Katie showed up to the, you know, to the date and by the end of the date was like, yeah, everything's more or less fine. I think they'll so does that mean they'll show up but not necessarily accept the proposal?
Yes.
So I'll say they show up. I'm not going to say for sure if they accept the proposal or not.
I would have to agree. Yes, I do think both are going to show up.
Yeah, because I think if Katie had it in her to leave, she would have left by now.
Yeah. Has that happened, though? Somebody has shown up?
I've been sent home before the final rose.
I don't think they haven't just shown up, like not shown up to the little so
proposal, setup, or dumping.
Yeah.
That would be something, though, right? Like, you know what? I'm not feeling anymore. Stuff. I'm out.
That would be fun. How will the season end? A, Zach proposes to Gabby. B, Zach proposes to Katie. C, the women decline the rose. D, something else.
I'm going to go C. I think whoever gets proposed to is going to decline.
Oh. I think it could be D is something else.
Yeah.
I think that that's something else. This is just extra credit. I think it could be that he chooses someone but decides not to get engaged.
Yeah, like we haven't seen any like ring holding, have we? Okay, you guys haven't watched the season. I forgot.
Well, I think they did. I think he was holding his little finger.
Yeah, he was holding a little ring in his hands in the preview. I think I remember seeing. So the ring's there.
Wouldn't it be in the box?
You would think. Zach's different.
Zach is different, man. I'm going to say that Zach proposes to Gabby, which I know is against everything I've been saying. But if he doesn't propose to Gabby at the end of this, like, boy, you have just ruined that woman's life.
Right.
Oh, man. Like, you don't go off the deep end.
Yeah. He owes her, like, he has to pay for her therapy bills. Like, no questions asked.
Absolutely.
Will there be a happy couple at the end of the After the Final Rose? Yes or no?
I feel like based on stats, I have to say no.
They usually make it to the After the Final Rose.
Okay.
Yeah, I think no matter if he picks Katie or Gabby, they could stick it out to the After the Final Rose to take advantage of the press and everything that comes after.
Yeah.
So is After the Final Rose, is that like live?
Yes. Quote unquote.
Quote unquote live. So, I mean, this will be months after, right? So, yeah. I guess. I'll say yes then.
They would have ended filming around Thanksgiving. Your version of Thanksgiving, not my version of Thanksgiving.
Dirty Americans.
I have a question. Why do you guys think you need a holiday in November? I promise you it's much better in October.
Fair. Totally fair. So I do see what Asia's saying, like for the press, because I think I have heard, like, because, you know, I hear things about The Bachelor, like that they are not, are they even around each other after the filming? Are they not allowed to be seen?
They get like happy couple weekends where they have to like disguise themselves and then go to an undisclosed Airbnb and then they can kiss there.
But they can't like hang out during like the week.
No.
So maybe because of that, maybe they'll still be together because they haven't had time to like get together and really together. Like, you know, argue and just and find out like, oh, no, we're actually not good for each other because I actually now am spending time with you. And, you know, we are sharing our opinions and things. I don't think. Is there any substance going on in the show like at all?
No, like, obviously not.
Like talking of substance. I just don't
they do talk about, they usually do at least one trauma dump per episode. But I would say like the things that you need to talk about fundamentally about a relationship, they usually don't happen until the fantasy suite date.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't think you had time. Like, because I mean, from what I've seen, like it's like seemingly a hour date and then I don't see you again until the next date. Like it's not like you're spending or, you know, these group parties or dinners where I can spend like up to 5 minutes with you and then you're pulled away or I'm pulled away.
And that's why I was questioning Ariel's date. I'm like, did she really get a real date? Because they went to a night market. Don't they usually spend the whole day together?
Oh, and that's then a good point. Overnight,
like they started their evening at night.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought about
that. The writing should have been on the wall. Like I want to spend the least amount of time with you because like, I know I'm getting rid of you.
Yeah.
Will we meet any of Charity's men next week? Yes or no?
I think for sure. I think that's why they went ahead and got that out of the way, like letting us know about charity so that they can do that.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
Charity is our next Bachelorette.
Oh.
And okay. We are excited.
Oh, good.
Yes. I will watch.
Excited. I'm excited. You're excited.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, anyways, that's all the questions. Gosh darn it, you guys. We did it.
Woo-hoo. We've done it. Complete our mission.
Do you have any other questions, comments, concerns? We don't have time for all the
I have so many concerns. But this is not the forum to voice them. I had to send a letter to ABC. but no, I enjoyed what I watched. And like I said, I will tune into the season finale just to see how this like dumpster fire gets extinguished. And maybe depending on, you know, what happens, I will I'll watch next season. Maybe if there's an invite for me to come on the podcast, maybe I'll make sure I do. I don't know. Maybe if the podcast, you know, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to see.
Maybe. Great. I don't know.
Well, I love this for me. I love making people watch shows I like. I did that to Asia with Top Chef, and now she loves Top Chef. So
yes, you're welcome. I even recommended season 19 to my mom and another friend, and they both binged it recently, and we've been talking about it.
I love to hear it.
And I've been following Evelyn around Houston, anywhere she has a pop up, and at her restaurant.
Fun fact about Asia, she loves stalking reality contestants that are reside in Houston.
Not only stalking them, but like knowing them before they even go on the show somehow.
She may or may not know them.
Right.
She may or may not have had a campus job with them.
Right.
You're right.
Hey, I did see, this is somewhat related. I did see that they were bringing Americans onto Bachelor in Paradise Canada.
Yes.
And I saw that Courtney is on there from, whose season was he on? Was he on Tayshia's season?
I think maybe it was on Michelle's season.
Okay. For some reason, I felt like it was older. But I went to a restaurant in Dallas with my family. And lo and behold, Courtney was sitting at the table next to me.
That's pretty hilarious. I also, I feel like if I was sat at a table with Courtney, I wouldn't recognize him.
You know, we almost made it a whole podcast on a reality TV show sighting from Asia Wealth.
Did you see Ivan at like a basketball game one time too? Or was that?
No, I did see that he went to a Mavs game, but I didn't. I didn't see him there.
I feel like somebody did.
H was in her luxury suite. She couldn't see anybody.
Well, I did learn that his fiance went to UT where I went. Because I looked her up and we had a bunch of mutual friends. And I was like, did I know of her?
6 degrees of reality separation featuring H.O.
I was shocked. And then someone from my high school like shout out. They were like, oh, congratulations to the new engagement. And I was like, is she from like what? What a small world.
Yeah, some other notable members of the Bachelor in Paradise Canada cast include Godfrey from Big Brother Canada.
Mm-hmm.
What season? Please don't make me think.
Three?
It was that long ago?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess he was on with Jordan, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What a lot. Oh God. We have lived a lot of life. Oof. And also Cole from Big Brother Regular?
No,
Cole from Survivor.
He was on HHH. Like so long ago.
Yeah.
Do you think I could bully Rourke into watching Bachelor in Paradise Canada and then coming on the podcast? But I don't think I could. She has a real life.
You have a way with words.
You got us here.
That's true. So I don't know this person personally, but a lot of people I know her. And I don't know what her name is. I cannot remember, but she's like obsessed with squirrels. Anyways, that's all like anytime she is mentioned, like everyone goes, oh, she was obsessed with squirrels and she is an interesting character. Anyway, so she's going to be back on Bachelor in Paradise Canada, the Canadian version.
Oh, She was on the regular or like the U.S. version of?
No, she was on the Canadian version of Bachelor. Oh,
okay.
Listen, I didn't even know there was a Canadian version of The Bachelor. I didn't know there was a Canadian version of Bachelor in Paradise until like a couple of days ago. I was, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not many seasons of Bachelor Canada. I think there's only like two or three.
I would imagine The Bachelor is so popular. They probably have them in multiple countries, I would imagine. Right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, The Bachelor Australia is actually pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know why I was so surprised about that.
We didn't do a news segment today, but recently, we did see a Bachelor Australia marriage between a guy and his winner, and it was Lockie from Survivor Australia. I don't know what season because I only watched The Bachelor, but he married his final person from The Bachelor, so good for him. So that's Bachelor news. Anyway.
Exciting.
It's very exciting. Love does happen from this show.
Love is possible, folks. If you come away with nothing else.
Love is not blind. It's possible.
Love is not blind.
I, for one, am very excited for Love is Blind season 4.
It is dropping March 24th.
Oh my God. That's this week.
It's Friday.
Are you guys even going to be able to sleep?
Mary and I are recording on this weekend. So. It'll be dropping soon. It's 5 episodes that they're dropping on Friday.
Is that bigger than their normal drop?
Yeah, typically, like 4. Yeah, 5 just feels like a lot.
Yeah, for real.
Are they making it a bigger season?
I don't know if they're doing more episodes, or they're doing maybe 5 this week, 4, and then 4 or something. But we'll see.
Well, I can't wait for it. Jason, same. If you want people to find you on the internet, where can they find you on the internet?
You could find me over on the Twitter at JAYR1085. That's where I'll be talking about all of my projects. I am covering at the moment Dear Edward over on Post Show Recaps with Marissa Garza. And of course, I'm doing a Perfect Match with Asia, talking about Married at First Sight over on the Rob has a podcast for wrap ups. That's where you can find me and all the stuff I'm doing at the moment.
Asia, where can people find you on the internet if you want them to find you on the internet?
You can follow me on Twitter and TikTok at Asia Like Asia. That's AYSHA Like ASIA. Yes, of course, talking about Married at First Sight over on A Perfect Match podcast. We have a great time over there, have a great Facebook community of people watching the show with us. And then also Big Brother Canada is on right now. So you can catch me here and there. I was on a digital daily update with Taryn this week. So check that out. And then of course, like episode recaps throughout the season. And then like we just talked about, Love is Blind drops March 24th. So Mary and I will be here to discuss each drop each week. And so stay tuned for that. I know it feels like Love is Blind season 3 just ended. It did. And it's back.
And then we
already
had to watch Perfect Match, which felt like we were still watching Love is Blind.
Between Love is Blind, Perfect Match, and all this, I just feel like it's never ending. Like it's like it's constant.
Back to back to back to back. They are putting out the entertainment for us and we are consuming it and talking about it. And if you enjoy dog content, you can feel free to follow my pups at Malshi Poo Sisters on TikTok. They're putting out content regularly.
It's a good follow. It's a lot of them napping on their couch spot, which I am here for, or escaping their cages, which I find truly LOL worthy. Right. I'm always like, you're so bad. Like, everyone can sit him out. I'm like, girl, you are so bad. And they just like look like, I didn't do that. Like, we just tripped and fell out.
Just magically open. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it makes me laugh. They're hard.
Their characters, yeah.
And you can listen to me here on the Bachelor Wrap Up podcast, which you have been doing. Or we have Top Chef started back up. And that's been a lot of fun. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. And if you want to check out everything I'm reading, you can follow my bookstagram at The Strong Library. Until next time, when we talk about the finale, goodbye and good night. Or if you're listening in the daytime, good afternoon or good morning or whatever happens.